Well, I'm Chase Kokajon, and I proudly represent the Drone FFA chapter, and it's located in Northwest Oklahoma.
Chase, let's talk a little bit about the honors that you're involved with this year, the Agra Entrepreneur Competition. You've got a really an interesting business that you've established in agriculture.
Yes, my business is Kokajon Game Birds, and I raise over 3,000 game birds a year, and 1,000 of those would be bobwhite quail, and then about another 500 will be chuckers, another 500 are pheasants.
Now, you know, how'd you get interested in it? How'd you get started?
My dad was actually a ag teacher, 27 years, and whenever I was a sophomore, he retired, and he taught me a whole lot. I've been around the FFA all my life, and he taught me all about how to raise them, and he actually had the program already started with several other kids in his FFA program, and I just kind of picked up on it.
Who's your customers? How do you find people that are interested in buying these birds?
Word of mouth is a big part of my advertising. Knowing my father, as he's been around that area for so many years, he grew up in that area for all his life. And also, I sell a bunch of birds to Grand National Quail Hunt. I keep a few birds around, and they like to buy the birds so that their customers are sure to hunt birds whenever they come out.
Quails, is that the main species that you're dealing with?
Yeah, quail is the main species. They have the highest demand. They're one of the biggest game birds around my area. So.
What have you learned? How difficult is it to raise them successfully?
It's more challenging than most people would think. You have to keep them warm up until they're 5 weeks old, and then they start getting a little bit to be able to fend for themselves. But they are a really difficult bird to raise.
You know, as you think about this, is this something that you're using just now as an FFA program, or is this something you may want to try to do and, you know, keep going as you become an adult?
Well, I'd like to keep my customers. They've been wanting me to keep raising game birds. I'm going to actually attend Oklahoma State University and major in wildlife management and become a game ranger. But I'm going to keep raising birds as I can if I'm able to, as well as attending college.
So a lot of plans there. What do you feel that this program's taught you?
It's taught me a lot of respect for business people, respect for the environment, and I've also learned responsibility. Going out there every day, twice, three times a day, checking on the birds, feeding them, watering them, making sure that the incubators are turning right, making sure the eggs are in there, making sure that I keep them turned, temperature right, the humidity right. It just takes a lot of responsibility to keep all the birds going.